This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the third hour of this program where you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Busy night tonight on the phones. Also, lots of news to cover. I don't know how much of it we're going to get through here. We never even really did finish the story about Samuel Girard, the Amish farmer who's now going to go to federal prison for 6 years for the dastardly crime of selling a thing that he made, a chickweed salve, that he made and has been making for a long time and selling to voluntary customers who wanted to buy it. And,
no, it's certainly not for making the salve. It's for, you know, whatever claims surround the salve.
Well, the point is he was making whatever claims he wanted about that and that he truly believed, and they came after him for it. And it's a tragic story. Anyway, with you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We've got more of your calls and thoughts to go to. Let's go first to Scott in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WTMA. Hey, Scott. Scott in Charleston, South Carolina. Scott going once. Scott going. Hello.
There he is.
Hey, I'm turning down the radio.
Excellent. That's always a good plan. Whenever you're calling a talk radio show, it'll be very confusing if the radio is on in the background because there's usually a delay in our transmission. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, Ian, earlier you mentioned that your architect that designed your school also designed the county jail.
This was in Sarasota, Florida, where I grew up, yeah.
Yeah, just an aside, that reminded me of the phrase school-to-prison pipeline.
I like to call schools middle-class welfare babysitting day prisons because I feel like that really encapsulates everything about them. And I'm talking about government schools there.
Yeah.
I know you are. One of the talk about was
sure.
State government versus local government. And I'd like to reference an article in the Washington Post about Austin, Texas.
Okay.
It's called In Austin, the Air Smells of Tacos. And, you know, this boils down to a property rights issue. So I'm pretty sure where you guys stand. But on a different level, I really wanted to get some opinions on state government versus local. And I'll tell you our experience here.
All right.
You know, traditionally, we were a blue law state. And in the early 90s, Charleston City and Charleston County said, hey, you know, we'd like to sell alcohol on Sundays. At the grocery store and restaurants, et cetera. And as Republicans ascended in the state house, they freed up things like that. So it came down to a county by county referendum.
Okay.
If you wanted to do that, and that worked out well. So you can buy a drink in a bar on a Sunday or a grocery store in most counties. But it seems like there comes a point when, this is a bit of an irony, you might need the state to protect you from your local government. I know theoretically government that is closest governs the best.
Yeah.
But this
happens, sure. Absolutely. Some local governments get...
out of control.
Out of control. They get tyrannical. The bigger they are... That they tend to be more tyrannical. Has New York State reined in New York City sometimes?
No.
It has sometimes, but, the bigger they are, the more tyrannical they're liable to be. Go ahead.
And it's a trend in a lot of locales. So this is a property rights issue. I think I know where you guys will stand about cutting down trees, but just in theory, the state coming in, to maybe save some people locally from being tyrannized. What are your thoughts on that?
What's the cutting down trees issue? I'm not clear on what you're referencing.
Well, you have ordinances in some areas that you can't cut down trees
over
a certain diameter.
Okay.
Or certain breeds. Oak trees, pine trees you can cut all day long.
All right.
Oak trees, primarily different breeds of oak trees. And somebody wants to develop a piece of property, and they go to get permits and go through that process, and then they need a survey of the land, how many trees are there with a trunk diameter of, you know, X number of inches or greater, and how are you going to work around them, and what's the footprint going to look like that so you don't disturb these trees.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
so are you saying the state came in and allowed someone to cut down trees contrary to a local ordinance?
Well, that's what they're working on. The city of Austin, Texas, is really trying to prohibit this, a local developer. And the state is saying, you know, we really need to protect residents of the state, in this case, give them, restore their property rights that, you know, when you own a piece of property, you own it. And if you want to cut down no trees, that's fine. If you want to cut down all the trees, that's fine. So the state's trying to intervene against local ordinances.
Yeah. I think that generally it's a true statement that the local government is more responsive. I think that's generally true, but I also support anything that restricts government power. So if it can work that the state government can effectively restrict local governments from expanding and being more oppressive, then I support that in the instances where that actually works. And in New Hampshire, we have what's called it's not a home rule state. So local cities and towns can only pass ordinances that are authorized specifically by the state. Now, there are some times where they'll just illegally pass something and just see if they can get away with it. So it doesn't work perfectly. But overall, it has done, I think, a lot to keep the town and city governments on a shorter leash than they otherwise would be in some other states. So I just support whatever keeps the government out of people's lives, even if that's state control of the local government.
Right. If you've got to defend yourself, I don't care if you use a K-bar, a handgun, or a machete. You've got to be able to defend yourself. So it doesn't matter to me what the tool is. In that instance, the tool might be the state. It might be the federal government. It might be the local government. It might be, calling the ACLU. I don't care.
Hey, thank you, guys. You know, just as an example, 20 years ago, the city of Charleston passed a no smoking ordinance. They were kind of ahead in restaurants and bars. They were kind of ahead of the curve there, I guess, at least in the South. But it was punishable by up to 6 months in jail. And I thought, are you kidding me?
Is that just to clarify? Is that 6 months in jail for the owner of the bar?
Or the smoker. Or
no,
the smoker.
For the person smoking the cigarette or violating.
Because in some cases, they'll come after the owner of the bar.
In most cases, yeah.
Yeah, you know, to kind of put the clamp down on them.
They basically get an unpaid enforcer in the deal.
Right. Anyway, that's an outrageous thing. Was there something you wanted to say about it?
Well, it eventually got overturned, I just thought it was ridiculous forfeiting taking someone's freedom for 6 months potentially over a cigarette. It's just crazy ridiculous.
It's crazy. What's the status in South Carolina right now for smoking? Is there a smoking ban statewide as far as in businesses or restaurants? Is there anything like that there?
Not to my knowledge. I think it's city to city. I think in North Charleston you can. I don't go there much.
Right.
And then in the unincorporated areas of the county,
interesting,
you can. It's up to the owners, as it should be.
Indeed. Hey, Scott, good call tonight, man. Thanks for sharing it with us. I appreciate it. That's something that needs to get undone here. Maybe we'll see that happen at some point. It's going to be hard to do because New Hampshire is one of the black marks on it is that it did pass the smoking ban a decade ago or whatever for indoor businesses.
I support business owners being able to choose whether or not they allow smoking in their business.
Yeah.
I got to say, it doesn't make me feel bad at all, though. Pretty much any business.
It makes me feel bad when private property rights are trampled on, and that absolutely tramples on private property rights.
I just don't like breathing in the smoke.
Yeah, well, start your own bar.
I'm not going to start my own bar.
Well, then, if you don't like it, then don't go in.
Here in Keene, New Hampshire, there were bars that were non-smoking.
Were there really?
Yeah, the Applebee's.
Yeah, there was a place in North Carolina that enacted a similar law a few years ago. And one of the proponents in the city of Asheville, where I'm from, was a business that had a no smoking policy. It made no sense to me because it was a competitive advantage that they had.
But they wanted to even.
No, they don't
see
it as a competitive advantage. They want the customers from the smoking bar too. So they figure they level the playing field.
The toll free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, but that's a tough one to repeal because then it makes it look like you hate children or whatever.
Support smoking. Yeah, well, because I want children in bars late at
night. We're coming up. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on the radio live Sunday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on our site, and you can enjoy them for free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their website. Ours is freetalklive.com. We got archives that go back for years. We got our webcam archives also on YouTube. You can access all that, and you can access more of it, all of it on the house. But if you want to contribute, you're certainly welcome to do that. We actually have a cryptocurrency page, which we don't really talk a lot about anymore. We did talk about a lot about it when we were first getting into crypto, but it's still there. If you want to tip us in Bitcoin, you can tip Free Talk Live by going to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and you can tip Dash as well. There is a Dash tip jar there. It's actually, it's been there since before Dash was a sponsor, by the way. I'd like to point that out. Dash is also a sponsor of this program, and it is a competitor with Bitcoin. They are marketing themselves as digital cash, a digital money platform that is designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. You can join Dash and help create a better financial future, better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go check out Dash.org and find out why as we go to your calls and thoughts. Greg is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You know, I call in and I have these interesting topics, but then I can't resist commenting on what you guys talk about.
That's okay. You know? That's okay. There's 7 days a week, so you know you can always call in any old time. Go ahead.
All right. So let me just comment briefly on what you said with Bitcoin. I think you could see statism play out right before your eyes with Bitcoin because
statism.
You know, statism. I'll
okay.
explain. You know how? So I work on the internet. I build apps. My company has whatever millions of users using these apps,
mm-hmm.
but. I'm always passionate about decentralizing things, giving so that people could do peer-to-peer. They don't have to be connected to the big network, you know, like Facebook or Twitter or whatever.
Right.
But it turns out those problems are not solved yet. They're just being solved. And I actually worked, reached out several guys, including the guy who invented Ripple in 2004, before Bitcoin was even around.
Huh.
And his idea was, back then, that people would have debts between each other, that A would owe B and B would owe C, okay? And they would have, like, debt limits. And what would happen is if A wanted to pay C, but C doesn't know them, they don't know each other, then they would actually pay B and B would pay C, and it would kind of ripple through the system. That's why it's called Ripple.
Hmm.
Okay? And that has a lot of promise, actually, of being decentralized. But even that so far is even less decentralized than Bitcoin.
That's
so
true.
Bitcoin,
that's what I've heard.
The problem is, if you're paying someone, you need a third party, some kind of authority to say, to solve the double spend problem, which is that if there's no authority, if there's no network, if there's no giant ledger that's somewhere out there, then you could just issue more money, unlimited amounts, and just.
That's what the government does.
Well, that's what you could do.
Not with Bitcoin.
Right. He's explaining that Bitcoin is essentially the third party in this, in that it has a
ledger that is the authority
that solves the double spend problem.
But it's not controlled by anybody.
Let him finish. He's correct. Go ahead.
Right. So ostensibly, it's not controlled by anybody. But what you see is that you have to get larger and larger mining pools. In the beginning, you didn't need a lot of energy. Now, and I'll read to you, this is a quote from actually the guy that invented Dogecoin, who, made the proof-of-work script algorithm. He says to CoinDesk, "I'm quite openly against proof-of-work mining as the future of digital currencies based on the amount of energy it wastes and damage it does to the environment without giving anything back apart from making the fiat rich richer." And this is the guy that invented Dogecoin.
So just to be clear, proof of work is a type of system behind the scenes for how some of these cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin have worked, where the proof of work means that you've got some computer cranking away at these cryptographic problems, and that takes a lot of energy. So they're basically like turning energy into cryptocurrency, and in places where energy is expensive, it can be very expensive to do this, and it can, in fact, be unprofitable to do that. If you're in a place where energy is cheap, like certain areas of China where a lot of these Bitcoin farms have been set up, then or Venezuela where the government's actually subsidizing the energy supply, then it can be a good deal to make Bitcoin. But yeah, it's an expensive process, and
still far less expensive than anything close to the Visa or MasterCard networks.
So what are the alternatives? One of them is proof of stake, where people just get paid because they hold a lot of Bitcoin, or not Bitcoin, but whatever the proof of stake coins are. That doesn't seem very fair. At least with what's the other option?
So I would point you to the Ripple white paper. It came out in 2014. I think it was David Schwartz and the guy
who's a genius,
Noah something.
Yeah.
This is three guys there, and that's an interesting sort of different approach to consensus. This is the problem. It's called the Byzantine generals problem, and the idea is like this: if you have a bunch of generals in the Byzantine Roman Empire. And they all try to, they can't trust each other because they all cheat and they all lie and they all try to defraud each other.
Okay.
How can you pass messages between them in such a way that the messages can be trusted? That, you know, how can they all agree on something? And mathematically it shows that you cannot solve this if more than one third of the generals misbehave.
Hmm.
So it turns out these are very interesting mathematical problems, but at the end of the day, what happens is you start out with a very nice ideology, very nice idealistic thing that you want freedom. You want everybody to just be able to pay each other without anyone getting in the way. But in reality, you need a Bitcoin mining pool to accept your transaction. Mm-hmm. And if they blacklist you for whatever reason, then you will never get your transaction paid either. So you still go right back to having centralized control.
But that presumes some other currency isn't accepted elsewhere, too.
There's competition. Right. And there's even competition among the miners, right? So one miner is not likely to be blacklisting people. I mean, there's no economic incentive for them to blacklist anybody. I mean, has that ever even happened with Bitcoin? I've never even heard about that.
No, but that's exactly it. You go back to large entities like Amazon and Google competing. And yes, of course, if one doesn't take it, maybe the other will. But my point is you're still feudalism in this, or whatever you want to call it, where you're relying on these sort of larger entities, and you come under their wing, trusting them, hoping they'll take your Bitcoin transactions into their pool. If they don't, your only alternative...
And they always have. They always have. The only thing that has prevented that is the fact that it's been too popular.
Wait a second, Greg. So what we advocate here on Free Talk Live isn't the dissolution of government, which is what Bitcoin has. It's the dissolution of the state, which is a monopoly organization. And what Bitcoin does not have
is a monopoly.
Because there's all kinds of different mining pools out there and different miners and that sort of thing. And ultimately, if this became a problem, which at this point...
Just jump ship and go to Dash or whatever.
You could. Or you could. There could be an outlaw miner group out
there. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Johnny Ray in the studio as normal, but our third host right now is now Libertarian Banker.
Hey, guys.
Long-time listeners, or even short-time listeners, may recognize you as a caller to
Absolutely.
The show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for being here. You've been kind of hanging out in the studio, and Mark asked if you wanted to sit in, and you said yes. So you are a longtime listener. When did you find Free Talk Live?
I think I found you guys probably in 2010.
Okay.
Just kind of searching through the podcasting app looking for libertarian content, and you guys were one of the first ones that popped up. And it was kind of funny at that point in my life. You know, I was trying to figure out my political views and you know, obviously didn't agree a lot with the right or the left, and libertarian seemed, the ideas seemed very attractive to me. So,
and now here you are visiting in New Hampshire. You came up for family. There's some folks that you know that live in New Hampshire, and you made a trip through Keene to.
I'll tell you, it's beautiful here, and this time of year, you know, where I'm from down south, the humidity is just unbearable. And here in New Hampshire,
it's humid up here right now. It's a little humid.
This is not humidity. You guys come down south, I'll show you humidity.
I'm from Florida. I know.
Okay, there you go.
I know what it's like. Yeah, it was interesting going back to Florida. We're going to get back to your phone calls, but it was interesting going. And Johnny Ray, you're from North Carolina, so also the South. But I remember going back to Florida after, years of having lived up here, in a row. I didn't go back for like 6 years. And I remember coming off the plane and then the doors opening at the airport to walk out. And it was just like a wave of humidity hit me. And, you know, I'd lived in it my whole life. And it wasn't anything, but having felt what it was like to live in a place where I didn't have that, then to come into it, I felt like I was like swimming. It was so thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A libertarian banker came up through the northern route from Manchester.
Route 9.
Yeah, Route 9. And Route 9 has got this pretty little creek running beside it,
yeah,
which affected him. He was telling me all about it.
Yeah.
And this part of New Hampshire, it seems like every road has got this picturesque creek running next to it.
Love it.
Yeah, it's a pretty. It is a pretty place, and it's also really free, which is one of the reasons why a bunch of us libertarian types are moving up here. Let's get back into your phone calls and thoughts, though, Banker. You're welcome to sit in here for the rest of the show as we go to some of the regulars. We got Sarah and Scott. Pick one, libertarian banker. We're going to let you make...
Let's go with Scott.
Scott in Massachusetts. He's on calling us from the Concord, Massachusetts area, listening to WBNW. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
I'm good. Go ahead, Scott, with your thoughts.
The 4th of July is coming up soon, and America fought for its independence against the British. There's a tyranny that has faced America now, and it is Jewish tyranny. And by
I
mean... what was
I don't feel oppressed by any
Goldman
Jewish people.
Sachs and Bear Stearns, the Rothschilds, other international bankers, other international
bankers. What about
bankers
the Christians who are oppressing people in Washington, D.C.?
Well,
how come they don't get
any? I had $190,000 that was ripped off from me. I was swindled.
By a
when
Christian?
Lehman Brothers was deliberately destroyed.
No, no. I was asking you about the Christians in D.C., like, because you're blaming all this on Jewish people, but there's a lot of, you know, Bible thumpers up in D.C. What about them? Why don't they get any credit for being tyrannical?
They may get credit for being tyrannical, but the difference is they don't wield the power that the Jews in America wield.
They do wield plenty of power. I mean, they're
they
in charge of the government.
That may be the case, but not on such a level across the board. The Wall Street is just one.
How do you calculate that? How do you calculate what level of power Jewish people hold in the United States as compared to Christian people or other religions? How do you calculate that?
Well, just look at the facts. Look at the Wall Street is one. Look at the media. Look at Michael Bloomberg. Look at the New York Times. The Sulzberger family. All of this.
But those are all just
the
Middle East. Look at the Middle East, Ian. What about it?
Yeah, that's one aspect, media and Wall Street. Hollywood is another.
But
Steven
all you're
Spielberg,
doing is throwing out,
companies.
You're just throwing out these, you know, examples of what you believe to be Jewish control.
Not believe. It's a fact.
Yeah. Okay, fine, whatever.
But
that's not answering my question of how do you calculate? How can you possibly say, I mean, because I can give you example after example of religious, you know, Christian people like, you know, Pat Robertson or, you know, the George W. Bush, Barack Obama, all these people that are purported Christians who wield, you know, plenty of power.
And if I could say, Scott, I've been in banking for over a decade, and
are you Jewish?
No, I'm not Jewish, and I know a lot of Jewish people, but not one of them is a banker, and not one of the people that I've worked with in the banking industry over my decade in banking has been Jewish, and all of them are mostly Christians, especially in the leadership. So,
well, what about Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs? Lloyd Blankfein. He's the head of Goldman Sachs.
I can give you a lot of Christian names of people who are high up in banking. Jamie Dimon, the head of Goldman Sachs, he's a Christian.
Jamie Dimon is Jewish.
Well, then I got that one wrong, but I'm sure there's plenty of
last name
others.
Dimon. I mean, come on, right?
And the bankers, to answer your question, I'm not avoiding it. You claim that the others that are not Jewish, they're merely Gentile fronts. Do you know what a Gentile front is? A Gentile front is merely a Christian who poses in the front of an organization, whereas the real power comes from the Jews. They pull all the levers, all
the strings.
They're pulling
the strings.
So do they shape-shift into lizards when they do this? Or
no.
How does that work?
You can joke all you want, laugh all you want, but the facts speak for themselves. Look.
So what you're saying is that Libertarian Banker is a puppet, that you are being manipulated, Libertarian Banker,
and
they fooled you with all these Christians that they've surrounded you with.
That's
even
though
should
have known.
I mean, it's a ridiculous conspiracy theory. Are you a conspiracy theorist? Is that what you are?
What? No, I'm not a conspirator.
Well, it sounds like you are.
You call it whatever you want. In the 1920s, Henry Ford published The International Jew. Now, Henry Ford was a genius.
You love going back to this as though it means something.
No, I do,
just because Henry Ford was
Henry
a bigot,
Ford
too.
Would have
it's
never
one of the
published
four books he's read, Ian.
The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, if
that's
they were
one.
Poetry,
that's one of the
he
four,
published
yeah,
them, which is good enough for me that they're authentic, that the Jews do have a world program, a plot to conquer the world. I absolutely, positively believe that. And look at what's going on in the
do
Middle East.
Do you have evidence for that?
These American soldiers getting killed for the Zionists. They're dying
for
the Zionists.
It's one thing to have a belief. It's another thing to have evidence. Do you have evidence?
Yes, I do. Let's look at the Federal Reserve. Let's look at the Federal Reserve. It's controlled by Janet Yellen, Alan Greenspan, Robert Rubin, Larry Summers, Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns. The Federal Reserve was founded by Paul Warburg, who founded it in 1913. He was a German Jew. He founded the Federal Reserve, just like the Rothschilds are involved in American finance. The Jews control the United States. The American people are too stupid to figure it out.
Scott, so let's say what you're saying is true. Let's just assume it is. Even though
it is true.
Okay, well, all right. So let's assume it is. So what do you suggest we do? What are we going to do with them?
This is what you need to do. I know what you want. You're saying you want me to say, let's throw them into concentration camps. I would like to see all the Jews, just like I would see like to see illegal aliens, I'd like to see them deported from the United States.
Oh, man.
But that's not going to happen since the Jews control the levers of power. The Jews control every aspect,
where
every
would you
facet
put them?
Of American life.
Where would
life.
You, if you were going to deport them, to where?
I would like to deport them to Madagascar, off the coast of Africa.
What about the people of Madagascar? I mean, you know, do they have any say in this?
They're ignorant black savages, and I laugh
you
because
are so
they have
nasty.
No value in the
you
world.
You are so rude.
They produce nothing in the world.
That
and
is
by the
ridiculous.
Way, since I mentioned blacks, the Jews are behind the civil rights movement. Every radical.
Oh, how terrible. How dare they get behind people and, like, you know, advocate for people being able to be treated equally. Wow, what a terrible, terrible thing. Toll Free Number, apparently he is right about Jamie Dimon. I did double check that. But you know, interesting that you, nonetheless, libertarian banker, have had this experience of having worked for a decade in banking and risen to the level of, you were telling us off the air, like a bank manager, which is pretty high level.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you deal with the district managers and the CEOs and things like that.
Not one of them was Jewish in a position of power. So.
And presumably, you know, the bank board is Christian or whatever, the people that are running the bank. Is there anyone higher than that? Is there some secret owner behind
the stockholders?
Right. Thanks for the call tonight, Scott, and your weekly dose of hate. The toll-free number, 855-450, free like freedom. You can bring up anything, really. It's Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. In these remaining moments, there's enough time for you. If you dial in now, our number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. It's Ian, Johnny Ray, and now Libertarian. You are here with us visiting New Hampshire, up from the South. That's all we can say about,
thank you.
About where you're from. Maybe people who are really good with Southern accents might be able to figure it out. I don't know if there's that much of a difference between the Southern states. But yeah, good to have you here. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts where you can bring up anything that you want. And by the way, if you support Free Talk Live and you want to get behind the show and help us get on more radio stations so more people can hear the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency and the stuff we talk about here 7 nights a week, join the AMP program. You can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com, as I believe you have done, Libertarian Banker.
Absolutely.
It's $5 a month, or you can do more if you feel so inclined. We will put it to good use. That $5 a month is invested into Free Talk Live so we can do more outreach to radio stations, we can bring new internet listeners on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You will get perks as an amplifier. Are there some perks that you like more than others, Libertarian
Banker? I'll tell you, the AMP-only podcast is probably thing I worked in the Facebook group. Obviously.
Cool. The Facebook group is fun. There's actually a lot. It's actually one of the few reasons I still use Facebook at this point, because I want to disconnect as much as possible from Facebook, but I would feel rude if I did that to that group, so I don't want to do that. But it's a good group. There's actually a decent amount of conversations that happen there, and it's only for amplifiers, so that's one of the perks you get. You also get the AMP-only podcast, as you mentioned, which doesn't have the usual commercials. Our regular podcast does. And there's other things like the AMP-only phone lines and now the AMP badge on the new AMP forum, which you can get to at forum.freetalklive.com. But if you want to become an amplifier, it's $5 a month or Bitcoin. So you can pay with Bitcoin. You can pay with PayPal. You can use any major credit card through PayPal and Visa and MasterCard directly on our website. And supposedly American Express. I don't know if anyone's bothered trying because I don't think anyone really cares about American Express. But it's there, supposedly. I've never even bought. I don't have an American Express card, so I can't even test it out.
Yeah.
But I've been told that it works. Anyway, amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com.
And I'll tell you, I took. I was giving $5 a month to you guys' show for a while, and to Stefan Molyneux, which he's gone way off the deep end.
He went status.
I took my $5 and gave it to you guys. So.
Thank you for doing that. It's really sad what happened to that guy. He's basically done the Cantwell thing, or you could say that Cantwell's done the Stefan Molyneux thing, and that is kind of gone off into this race realism is the term that they use
far
for
right.
racism, basically, and pro-Trumpism as well, as I understand it. I haven't listened to his show, so I don't know how bad it's gotten. I've only just kind of heard it through the grapevine.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. So if you want to amp the show, please go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to Johnny Ray's hometown of Asheville, North Carolina, to George, listening to WWNC. Hey, George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, not much. I've got a quick question for you before I actually get going on what I want to talk about.
Sure.
Is there a test or some kind of an online form where somebody can go and test their libertarianism? Because I'm not sure what I am anymore.
Ian, we were talking about this during one of the breaks. Is there something called the world's smallest political quiz?
There is.
And it's 10 questions long, and it measures your economic freedom and social freedom, your ranking in those sort of areas. So I would recommend looking for that, the world's smallest political quiz.
You can go to quiz.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you to the Advocates for Self-Government. It used to take you directly to the quiz page. But it takes you to their front page of their website, and then you can see Take the Quiz is listed on there. So check out quiz.freetalklive.com. It's a quick 10-question survey where you answer, you know, your opinion about 10 different issues, and then they give you a score. And obviously, it's only 10 questions, so it's a pretty generic kind of not particularly detailed. There are other versions of this. The Advocates for Self-Government is the organization that that promotes this, that came up with it, that, you know, really puts it out there. But there's more detailed ones. So I think somebody's got like a 100-question version of it out there. So if you really want to, you know, narrow down exactly what your beliefs are, this will give you a good sort of overview. And depending on how you answer the questions, it'll either score you as libertarian or as authoritarian, which is essentially the opposite of a libertarian. It'll score you as a centrist or a leftist or somebody who's a conservative. So there's like five distinct categories that onto which you can score from this. It's an interesting little quiz.
It takes the left-right paradigm and adds, which is one-dimensional, and adds
the x-axis,
and adds a second dimension to it.
Correct.
So you can be, you know, anywhere on those four corners.
Right. You can be like a left-leaning libertarian. You could be a libertarian-leaning conservative. You can be, you know, these are the different things that you can.
Yeah, I used to consider myself conservative. Now I just consider myself a grumpy old man.
Why is that? What changed?
I don't really identify with either party.
Yeah. So what changed? What burned you out on the conservatives?
Well, I actually started listening to a Freedom series by, what was his name? Chris Brady, I think his name was.
Doesn't ring a bell.
And he started talking about fundamentals of freedom and natural law. And so I heard an example this past week that I want government out. Just get out. Your job is to protect my life, my liberty, and my property, and that's it. If you're not protecting those things, I don't want you involved in it, period.
Right on. That definitely sounds like a very libertarian statement to me, for sure.
And that's what I'm starting to think I might be, because I don't want government in my life.
A libertarian is somebody who believes that human beings should be able to live their lives how they want, so long as they don't harm somebody else in the process.
Correct.
I mean, that's the basic boiled down, you know, principles of liberty. They're people who adhere to the non-aggression principle. Like, they may not like the way you're living your life, but as long as you aren't hurting somebody else, it's none of their damn business, and they're going to leave you alone about it. It's a very laissez-faire kind of attitude. And you know, the Granite State where we broadcast from, New Hampshire, the people here have that attitude. A lot of them sort of built in by birth. It's a real thing here. The whole live free or die mentality. It really does exist here. And libertarianism, a great concept. Check out the quiz. That wasn't why you were calling, though, right? So what was the other?
No, I actually heard this wonderful example that showed how government needs to be out of our life, how they don't do what they promise. And it was Obamacare versus LASIK eye surgery.
Tell me about it.
The principle was that they both came out about the same time. You know, LASIK was very isolated at the time. It was about $5,000 per eye.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can get LASIK for about $250 per eye because it's never been included in any health plan. It's been privatized the entire time, so they have to compete. They're on the free market, no government involvement, really. And when you compare that side-by-side with Obamacare, whose prices have gone up, who have completely controlled, you lose your plans. You may not have health care, but you don't have any coverage. At least that's what I found in my plan, is I still have a health care plan, but it doesn't cover hardly anything it used to cover, and it costs me way more money.
It's crazy.
And if you just let business run business, they'll compete with each other, and they'll do a better job, and the cost will come down. Keep government out of it.
Absolutely true. And LASIK, by the way, has been around for a little while. The Wikipedia article shows, developed over years, but in the 1990s, their early 90s, there were some LASIK centers that were introduced. But, yeah, the price and the competition has come down.
Super expensive.
I had when I was in branch banking for a while, I had some doctor clients who they retired from doing the sort of internal medicine, 9-to-5 kind of office thing, and they're doing more house calls now. So, you get some rich guy with some money. I mean, the doctor will make a house call to their husband. They're not going to take any insurance.
Yep.
They're
going to
take cash only. Absolutely. And much better service. Not sure if the prices are better, but obviously better service and, more attention from your doctor.
Well, the prices should be better. I mean, as far as, the cash doctor doesn't need to hire a bunch of people to do all the insurance paperwork.
Exactly.
We've talked to doctors over the years here on Free Talk Live, and I always love to ask, what percentage of your staff is busy doing paperwork all day? And it's like everybody, even the doctors, are sitting down doing paperwork just because there's so much of it to do, whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, or just the regular insurance companies. They're loaded down with busy work. They don't have time to see the patients. They don't have time to actually consult. They don't have time to take a phone call because they're too busy filling out all these damn forms. And so that's got to add a tremendous amount of cost to the whole process of getting a doctor visit.
Well, it just seems to me that government, the only thing they really do well that I trust them with is protecting our country. To have a centralized military, protect our court system so my liberty is always protected. Other than get out of everything. That's
George, I wish we had more than I wish we had more than 20 seconds because, what you just said deserves a much longer conversation.
A centralized military just gives the enemy a head to cut off.
Right, I agree. Decentralize all the things. But let's talk about that another night. Call back again. Let's talk further about the military and how getting the government out of that can actually help our defenses. Because, government fails at everything that they try, and the military is just another government program. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime. Thanks, Libertarian Banker and Johnny Ray. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquor Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.